due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome everybody to SmackDown Live. What's up, Rochester?
Hi, this is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 10th. Holidays today, real quick. It's Ballpoint Pen Day, Herb and Spices Day, and Iced Tea Day. There's no birthdays.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
No, it's iced
tea. Cool. Well, it could be Arnold Palmer, you know? Cool, refreshing lemon iced tea. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us July 8th for UFC 213 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon. That's a 10 p.m. start time. Get there early, hosted by us, and there will be drink specials all night long, June 8th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 213. And thank you so much for everybody who came out to UFC 212 last weekend. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast. It was some great fights, and we definitely appreciate you coming out. I will say 213 is a stacked card. You will not want to miss any of the fights. It's the big annual big fight week they have down there in Vegas. Very, very cool. There'll be a night full of fights. We'll be there from beginning to end. I'm sure I'm going to go in early just to catch the prelims, but it's very cool. I want you to know that, hey, interested in roller derby, fancy shop skater, being a job official, more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you, as well as the Flower City Fear. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com or Flower City Fear on Facebook. Become one of us, the few, the proud. Rock City Roller Derby and a Flower City Fear. And I want to congratulate the Flower City Fear on their first win. This is their inaugural season. You can't say it's first. It's the only inaugural season. And they won their first game last night in Pittsburgh. I'm here in Rochester. I'm kind of bumming that I wasn't there, but I'm so happy for them. We won our first game. Next weekend is our home opener here in Rochester. Going to be at the GVA. We'll probably have a skater come up and join us for a little bit. It's going to be at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex. We have three games that day, so they start at noon, which is kind of crazy. It should be done pretty early. But that'll be next week. I want to welcome and introduce you to the cast and crew of the show. We have Danger Boy, the boy who grew up on the show.
Good morning.
And, of course, next to him, DC Dan Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
They have double D's in Studio B, and I'm the Cash Man here, and we're here to talk pro wrestling with you. We want you to participate. The phone number is 222-1280. Call us and talk about anything, or you can text us at that number. I haven't pulled up my text yet, but I always enjoy some of the funny ones, so if you have a funny text, power to you. Send it to us. Even if it's not nice, I can probably edit it down to sound nice.
Or we can laugh at it, at least.
Yeah, we usually laugh at it, though, most of the times, though, but... Definitely. Then that's, of course, 222-1280. Also, we got a lot of stuff to talk about because, heck, SmackDown was in town this past week. I know a whole bunch of you went early and wanted to meet wrestlers and stuff, so I definitely want to hear some of your AKA close encounters. Did you meet a wrestler? Did you see him at the gym? I know that they were at LA Fitness out in Aranda quite earlier in the day. I wasn't going to tell anybody that, but you don't want to bother Randy Orton when he's working out. We learned that, right?
I don't think you want to bother Randy Orton ever.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, you definitely don't want to bother him at all, but especially because, I mean, the only time he really showed up in Rochester, I mean, he was backstage, but we didn't get to see him wrestle until after 205 Live was done. And then he came out. Someone asked me, why do they do that? Why do they have that dark match so late after? And I said, because they want people to stay to watch 205 Live. You know, I mean, they're thinking, oh, Randy Orton will be out in a little bit to wrestle after it, so we'll go. And, you know, they went to what? It was like 10, almost 10:45, I think, when the last match ended on Live, or 205 Live, so.
Yeah, something around there.
Yeah, so give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, or you can text us at that number if you bumped into anybody. I do want to say something, too. I was listening to Carl Falk yesterday, Carl Falk's show, and I actually heard one caller put a bounty out on another caller's head. Which it was pretty impressive. You know, it's like we've got callers putting bounties out on other callers or sports stars. I said, that's, you know, that's like right in the realm of pro wrestling. So it's like it's really crazy. Someone just said,
sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I just got a great meme from Champ on the Danny. Do you have that up? Did you see this picture? Oh, it's hilarious. Nevertheless, you could send us texts at that 222-1280 star 1280. But yeah, I've never I've never heard of bounties yet between callers or callers on stars. So I think pro wrestling is creeping its way into the real world a little bit on the Carl Falk show, which you can hear Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. These are absolutely hilarious. These memes that he's sending us is funny.
I'm calling Danger over to the computer.
Yeah, it's it's pictures of Brother Weeze and his daughter, and there's some nice little captions underneath him. So he had the front row, so it's like, you know, and he's probably the most disinterested guy in the front row looking at his phone the whole time. But, of course, you know, you got to love the Weeze. But 222-1280, star 1280. What'd you guys think of the show? What, you guys have a good time? I know we were seat fillers, and, of course, I moved in the first segment. You might have seen me right behind Shane McMahon at one
point.
They
don't have seat fillers.
Sorry.
Hashtag not a seat filler.
I wasn't a seat filler, but we were taking people's seats when they moved, okay? I won't call them seat fillers, but...
We roughed them up.
Yeah, so we were being moved all night. So what'd you guys think? You have a good time overall?
I thought it was a pretty good show. I like the SmackDown Women's Division. I question dedicating the first 40 minutes of the show to them.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row doing
that. That was quite a bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of my favorite. I mean, if you think about what we got to see AJ Styles versus Dolph Ziggler. We got to see Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura. We got to see Neville versus TJP for the Cruiserweight title. I mean, all in all, we got to see a pretty good show.
We got to see Baron Corbin mark out to his own music as he walks down the ring.
That was funny, actually. You
know, he does that every single time, and it's like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Well, you
should be used to your own music or playing up to the crowd, not like singing it to yourself in your head with your douchey little hat on, walking to the ring because no one likes you.
Think about this. Randy Orton's had the same music for, what, like 12 years now? And I've heard interviews with him where he says he hates it. And so if Baron Corbin, you know, I mean, what they tell you when you're like probably training to come to WWE is like, enjoy your music because it's never going to change, even as much as you hate it.
I know some of the bigger guys when they come in. I know Baron Corbin wasn't exactly a touted superstar when he came in, like Nakamura or even Aleister Black or whatnot, but they work with these guys on the music now and what they want to hear and stuff like that. So, I mean, they should like it. Randy Orton just kind of got stuck with that back when they were working with that group.
No, definitely. And
after he turned down Punk's music.
I've heard him actually, yeah, and Punk, and that's Punk's old good music, which was that thrashing song, you know.
Well, then even the story recently where Bobby Roode's theme was originally meant for Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yep.
It's like, I really question that because you look at where Shinsuke ended up as far as music goes, and you look where Roode ended up. To me, that's a perfect pairing.
Yes. Shinsuke actually worked with him on his music, too, and wanted exactly what he got. So
yeah, see, I don't think Bobby's Roode music would work with Shinsuke.
Neither do I. No, that's what they had planned for him originally.
I know, so it was a good call by Shinsuke to say, no, you know, but, you know, you remember.
And I imagine that's exactly how it sounded, too.
No. Not a lot of words involved there. You know, it's funny is, remember when the Patriot was around and his music turned into Kurt Angle's music because, you know, Patriot wasn't there very long in the WWE.
The Patriot was such a good gimmick.
He was, Del Wilkes, and his music went to Kurt Angle. And it's like, we've heard that song before. I've seen them recycle people's music before.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, they do. You know, for instance, Shane McMahon's theme is like for Money in the Bank, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So 222-1280 Star Trek's number. We got Rashawn on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I see that they did give you guys a great show. Maybe it's because y'all been plugging Luke Harper and everything else. y'all so much lately on the show.
Yeah, well, we got. I got to tell you one thing. Luke Harper got the biggest pop of the night, and the funny thing is nobody saw it except for us in the arena. But the arena was going nuts, and it was loud. And it was loud from the time he came out. Then he finally got in the ring. It got louder, and it's like, because there was, people understand finally. There's a big story in our Democrat and Chronicle newspaper about Luke Harper being from Webster, and so he's finally getting the just due from all the people in this town, realizing that he is a local guy. They talked all about, you know, his struggles through the, getting up to where he is now. So it was a great story in the paper. I might have linked it on our Facebook page. Definitely check it out if you want to read about Luke. But yeah, it was that I think that was louder than anything on the show.
It absolutely was.
Yeah. He was that was a dark match, wasn't it? Because he got name dropped and he got a big pop, but I think that was dark match stuff, right?
Yeah, it was the pre-show match, and you knew it was up when, they announced him from being from Rochester. And it, as a fan too, I was hoping they'd really give him some time on the main show. Obviously disappointed when they didn't. And then our good friend Jay-Z kind of made a good point on it. He goes, the reason they probably had to put him on the pre-show was because of that reaction he got.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you got to be careful with a live show, because that could have been one of those cases where he would just take the crowd over.
Yeah, and they
might not get it back.
And they want to push that women's Money in the Bank down our throat. And this is louder than anything that happened during that. That's for sure. Or even, and you know what we got? We also got 10 during that match to another guy who's like getting over big time.
I was gonna say another guy who's incredibly over, but he's on the pre-show. The guys on the pre-show were more over, with the exception of your big names, your AJ Styles, your Shinsuke, your Kevin Owens.
I wonder what Luke Harper thought about with his son wearing the Ascension's face paint on his face out in the crowd while he's wrestling the Ascension in the ring. So it's like,
well, it's funny, we talk about them, having all these guys who are over on the pre-shows and stuff like that. Just remember, you didn't see Finn Balor on Monday after Extreme Rules because they don't have anything for him.
Yeah, and he got sent to Japan, too. Well, he got sent to Japan, too, to do...
But he was backstage. He showed up after the matches.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, you're right. But I think that's true. There's some guys that just get... They're left hanging, though, and it's like... But overall, we got a good show. I'll say that. I'm not going to complain. When you get to see Kevin Owens with a cast on his hand wrestle Shinsuke Nakamura...
How can we forget? We got Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, never mind.
that was one of my favorite parts of the show. I will say this. I got in a shouting match. Because I was rooting for Jinder, and this other guy was rooting for Mojo.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, how can you root for Jinder? What has he ever done? I said, boy, he was in 3MB. I don't have enough time to tell you how much he's done.
Yeah.
It was a funny one.
Apparently so.
But I got one thing today, and because it's becoming my gimmick to keep correcting Rich, and I got to let him know he forgot a holiday today.
What's that?
He forgot an important holiday. Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Rashawn! can you tell us how old you are, or is that a secret?
I'm 35. I don't know.
Congratulations! Anymore. You made it this far, man.
Yeah. Yes, I did have to get a little selfless self-promotion, guys. So, but anyway, y'all have a good one. I got to get my grill going and stuff for today.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful out here too. We're going to be doing that. Thank you so much for calling, man. We always appreciate it. Okay. Happy birthday. All right, 222-1280, start 1280. Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Rick. How are you doing? You called early this week. You must have some really good stuff to talk about.
Called earlier this week?
Well, no, I mean, you called early this week. Usually you're calling the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah. We got to go to our nephew's baseball game in Chi Lai in another hour.
Okay, too much information, but go ahead.
First of all, off topic, not regarding the SmackDown show, my girl... is going to be in the new Total Bellas cast. Total Divas cast.
What's that, Alexa Bliss?
Yes.
Ooh.
I was going to say Nia Jax.
Yeah, Nia
and,
Jax.
And her.
Yeah, her too?
Oh, and yeah, Nia. Both of them.
Really?
Yeah, they're both going to be doing it when the filming starts up in the next month or
well,
so.
Well, how old is Alexa Bliss? 22?
She's 25.
No, she's 25? She doesn't look that old. I mean, she really doesn't.
Yeah, her mom must have had her when she was like 18, because her mom's like probably like, 43, 44.
So you're saying someone in my wheelhouse. Okay, I gotcha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her mom's gorgeous. Her mom could be a diva.
Oh, sure, sure. But she's isn't the funny thing? You learn more about these wrestlers as they go on, and I learned that Alexa Bliss is really shy, and so that's why she doesn't really make a lot of contact with wrestling fans when she's, doing stuff, because she's shy, but she knows how to read her lines pretty good, as long as she's not doing a This Is Your Life segment.
Did you see the thing on ESPN with her and Coach a couple months ago talking about her eating?
Yeah, she had bulimia. She's a bulimic.
She was in high school.
Yeah. She had. I think she even had it when she first started in WWE too.
No, she beat it by doing powerlifting.
Oh, that's right. She did powerlifting, but she's so young. So how long ago was that? You know?
Yeah, maybe 7-8 years ago. She's 25. You know, maybe she was 16, 17.
And she's your girl. Go ahead.
Wow. I don't know. Did you see any blogs or any message boards regarding the show? You know, how it looked on TV, and you know, do you think they'll be back again for a SmackDown show soon?
I'll give you. I'll say one thing. I thought, you know, yes, there was tarped off section, but every place there's a tarped off section. I thought it looked great. The crowd looked thick and full every time they. If you looked at any of the TV shots, they did a great job making, and it was full and it was loud, and I think it was a great crowd. I think they'd definitely come back. I mean, it's interesting how they had the setup for the coming out for SmackDown. It wasn't quite the same as a regular one. It was more of a flat. That's why I couldn't see when Drew Gulak came out.
That's the issues with the arena.
The no-fly zone.
Yeah, the no-fly. I couldn't see where he came out because he was so low because he wasn't high up on a platform or anything, you know? So it was like, but I heard his music. But I don't know. I think they were happy. I think they were happy, you know?
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to, because it's been 5 years, and obviously we'll never get another Raw again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless we expand the arena.
Yeah, we get a new arena. I don't know, maybe. I think, you know what's funny is we were not seat fillers, but we were taking people's seats when they moved. They had us moving all over the place. Now, I got moved immediately when the show started, and if you saw the Shane McMahon segment, I was like right over his shoulder for a bit of that. You know, but there's other guys who were put right down by the ramp side too, and it's like I saw some great video from some guys who were, and that's what they put the
seat. They weren't supposed to be taking video.
They weren't supposed to, but they were putting seat fillers right along the ramps too. So it's like I don't think I've only seen them put them like in the front rows and like that and back, but they had guys all over the place. But I thought they had a great crowd, and I think they were happy. I didn't see Rick. Did you bump into anybody while you were out there?
I did. I was took half a day at work. I went down there around 2 o'clock. The Brian Kendrick actually had shoes on this time.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was telling you. You said put a picture of you and Brian Kendrick, and it's like last time I saw him, he was walking around barefoot in the Blue Cross Arena. So it's but yeah, he was and we didn't even see him on the show.
He was out there for like 20 minutes, just hanging out, and he's like, "Don't worry, you know, everybody's gonna get an opportunity to get a picture or, you know, autograph." He's like, I'm gonna reach out to everybody individually. And he's like, "Thanks for supporting the wrestling community."
That's cool.
I appreciate it.
You know, he's tight with Colin Delaney, so I'm sure Colin was hanging out with him at some point, too.
It's just one of those guys who gets it, and it's not like a jerk. I mean, I've only probably ran into literally, you know, I could count them on one hand that were really, you know, jerks to the people, to the fans. But, you know, it's guys like that. He was spending time, even though he wasn't on the show, you know, he was still out there and interacting with people for like 20 minutes. He was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys who don't show up on the shows that are traveling with them for every show. And, you know, it wears on them when they finally, that's why a lot of guys quit. They say, you know, I can only travel 6 months out of the year and not be on the TV show once. You know, and then they all think it's better to stay home and not collect a paycheck. So, but he's just, you know, Brian Kendrick's a great dude, man. He's like, we've met him a couple times.
Yeah, we've met him a couple times. He's also been up to the highest of highs. He was, you know, the longest reigning tag champs for a long time. And then he got released, and he was down back working these and everything. So he's grateful for everything he was given a chance to redo since he's come back.
And I think that when he was training, what was her name? Eva Marie. When he was training her on the Divas show, that kind of put him back into the spotlight a little bit where they remembered him. And then he is running his own school out in California. And then they brought him back into the fold. And I think he's one of the best things on 205 Live. I enjoy, you know, I mean, you know, I don't understand why he's walking around with a banner every week. But I do enjoy, you know, I mean, his mic work is fantastic. And he's an incredible wrestler, so.
Where I was sitting, man, I don't know, you know, you said you bounced around a few times, but where I was, it was totally pro-gender crowd, and it was, and much deserved. I mean, I don't know where you were, but did you get a lot of pops for gender? And,
It was pro-gender in front of me, too. I mean, it's, honestly, it was.
I was pro-gender.
It was, you know, and Danny was, too, right?
Yeah.
Danny was pro-gender.
You never hinder gender.
You can't hinder gender.
You certainly can't.
He's got great music.
Yes, he does.
But I mean, you know, the thing is, maybe people are just tired of the status quo, and they like gender. They like what they're doing with gender, You know, I guess we'll find out in you know another week if Jinder's going to hold that. You know, I think it's Father's Day. Is that the next pay-per-view is on Father's Day?
Next Sunday in St. Louis.
That's right. It's Father's Day. So yeah. It's like we're going to get a pay-per-view on Father's Day, and we'll see if they're going to keep going with Jinder holding that title.
You know, Cowboy Bob Orton might be there watching, so might be in the front crowd. Maybe Jinder might try to do something.
I hope his wrist is healed by now.
Yeah, I know. You think he still have? I bet you he'll still have that cast on too.
He's got the
cast. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling, man.
All right, guys. Yeah.
Take it easy. 222-1280 *1280. We got to go to our first break of the show. I heard you guys singing this too.
How could you not?
I know it's great because I think I was participating as well. So I mean, who you know. What'd you guys think of Shinsuke Nakamura in real life? I thought he was fantastic. No, he's a lot bigger guy than you think. When you see him on TV, you know, he's thin.
Thin, but he's a tall dude.
He is, and he's a fantastic wrestler. Yes. So when we talk about SmackDown, you guys want to give us a call, 222-1280, *1280, or you can text us. Tell us about the time you had at SmackDown this week. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You know what? I want Paul Heyman. I want him to be my advocate. I want him to negotiate my contracts. And I want him to run my errands. But most importantly, and more than anything else in the world, I want Brock Lesnar's Universal Championship.
Now, JB, let me ask you something. This company was built on what? The X Division. And in case you haven't noticed, JB, I'm a little grounded. So you are going to have to be the one to handle the high flying. That's why I brought you up on this high elevation to get used to it, JB.
What are you talking about?
This is a big moment for you. I'm going to teach you how to be an X Division wrestler just in case you need to hit one of those big dives on Josh Matthews.
To cast judgment on all of those who are guilty, Finn Balor is guilty. Samoa Joe is guilty. Seth Rollins is guilty. And last but not least, of course, Roman Reigns is guilty.
This is the Stinger, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. It's showtime, folks.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. Here's the Stinger there. A little bit of news. He's going to be in Syracuse. Syracuse Chiefs are pleased to announce the debut of Big Time Wrestling to the Central New York market at the MBT Bank Stadium Saturday, August 12th. Big Time Wrestling features appearances from WWE Hall of Famer, wrestler Sting, Scott, Big Papa Pump Steiner, and Billy Gunn. That's going to be feature a two-hour meet and greet from 6 to 8, and there'll be a wrestling show starting 8 o'clock that night, August 12th, with a rain date for the next day, the 13th. So if you want to meet Sting, he's going to be wrestling. I guess that's where the Chiefs play. Syracuse Chiefs play in that stadium, and Sting will be there. He'll be signing autographs if you want to meet him. Can't beat the Stinger. It kind of worked out good that that ID dropped right when I was going to make that, you know, talk about him. But hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man once again. I said with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy and you. And we can talk more about SmackDown. But before we get that, I didn't even think about it. But man, Extreme Rules. What do you guys think about the pay per view? Listen, we threw out a lot of theories of what was going to happen at the end, you know, in that main event. And I think Samoa Joe was my second pick after I picked, I think, Finn Balor to win it. What do you guys think about the whole match in general? I mean, I ended up sitting up and not falling asleep during the pay-per-view, which is a miracle. Usually I fall asleep during the women's match. I don't know why.
This was a women's match. You probably should have fallen asleep because that was the only bad thing on the entire show.
And I agree with the whole Bayley not being able to use it was not good. But we have a challenger for Brock Lesnar, and it's like, how do you take that? Because both guys are heels, you know?
I'm excited about it.
I am too.
I really am. The only I need to know now that I need to start to temper my expectations of what's going to happen as a result of the match. I know I'm going to enjoy everything up to it. I just worry about where it's going to go after it's done.
Yeah, it's you know, seeing as we talked last week, this is probably going to be a one-off. And unless something radical happens and it catches fire, like Daniel Bryan or something, but it's going to be a fantastic match. Brock is actually going to have to work for his paycheck, unlike Wrestling Goldberg.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll step up to the game because he usually always did. And it's going to...
It's going to be a different style match, that's for sure.
It's going to be an MMA style match. Yeah, Joe's going to take it right back to him, like Lesnar does.
Yeah, Joe's a kicker, and Joe likes the submission holds, and Joe's
Joe can throw him around.
He can. Joe can pick that guy up and push him around. So I cannot wait till actually this Monday Night Raw to see what's going to happen when Lesnar comes out after what he did to Heyman, which was gold. What he did to Heyman on Monday was gold. I think that's built up the excitement even more.
They're finally so. We had Samoa Joe come out right before WrestleMania, or before Fastlane or whatever, and all that good stuff, and we've had him kind of floundering around since. You know, he's had the thing with Seth Rollins, but he hasn't been able to really step up and show what he can do, and this is going to be his first chance, and he's going to make a lot of fans who don't know who he is, that were casual wrestling fans, because Joe is gold.
You know what I love, too, is he's got a relationship with some of these guys where he worked with the TNA, including... Kurt Angle, which really Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe, that feud they had in TNA really put TNA gave I mean really boosted TNA a lot. And I see them after Joe takes out Heyman, and the first person he bumps into is Kurt Angle in the back room. I'm just waiting for Kurt Angle to start wrestling. I mean, I think it's going to happen sooner than later.
If that was a match on SummerSlam, I might have to watch by myself because I might just be that excited.
Uh-oh. I don't want you jumping around. But Danny, these guys, this is the best thing they could be doing. This is the best thing to maybe stop the slide, you know, they've been sliding since WrestleMania. And the only bad thing is if it is true in a one and a done, then, I mean, that's, you know, then we're going to have, you know, this will be one peak we get out of it. I'm guessing that if it goes right, it won't be just a one and a done.
I was going to say, that's the way I'm being optimistic. Is I have such faith in what Joe can do with Brock. It's going to be one of those things where, yeah, I know WWE has their plans in place for what they want to do, but I think he's going to cause them to do some course correcting because he's going to do things that you will not be able to ignore, and you're going to want to capitalize on it.
He cut a great promo last week, too. He cut just a great promo. And then the best thing, I think, with the whole Heyman thing is he took the mic and he put it away. And they actually had to use the mics on the cameras. And he got up there and he goes, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to take this back to Brock. And he's like almost whispering at him, but the camera's like right in his face. And you see the look of fear on Heyman's face the whole time. And then it's like, oh, man, gosh, he's going to kill Heyman. And it's like, and then he did. And it was like, oh, and then the fans went nuts, you know?
If the fans break out, I don't know where they are this Monday. If the fans break out with a Joe is going to kill you chant at Brock Lesnar, I will be thoroughly happy.
Yeah, we fans, we got to coach you on this a little bit. Joe, this is how Joe, when he was Ring of Honor champion, that was his
world
call.
Champion. Do not just call him a regular champion.
Sorry.
Trust me.
Ring of Honor. Hey, that's right. I forgot. He will take you out if you tell him that.
And I got to throw this out here, too, because I love looking for the comedy in any of these situations they do. Number one, I love the picture that somebody put up with Heyman in the clutch. And they captioned it, you tell Brock Lesnar this. And then the other one was a great kayfabe article where it said, Brock Lesnar confused, thought Samoa Joe was a nickname for Roman Reigns.
I heard that one too. I saw that one too. Yeah, who's this Roman Reigns wannabe? Okay, we got on the phone with us, we got Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
No way, Jose. No way, Jose. That is one of my favorite entrances.
You like No Way, Jose? I'll play that next when we go to break.
Yes, one of my favorite newcomers. That's my boy right there. We had a great show in Rochester. I was like right close to ringside. We had an excellent show. Even the dark match Randy Orton and Jinder was a great match. You know, Randy came out after that, take the crowd or whatnot.
Yeah, he was out a long time after the match greeting people around ringside.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought that was really cool because he started to go back to the back and then he just changed his mind and came back out. And
it was really cool when he signed that little girl's poster.
Yeah, yeah.
That she had front row.
Yeah, he's becoming a decent fellow. You know, not that he wasn't before, but I mean, I think he's just understanding what his job is.
Definitely RKO's his kid.
Yeah, don't RKO.
Yeah, even after the show, I went to the town. Watch 205 Live on the network to see how the crowd looks. It looks beautiful here. Even after the SmackDown crowd left.
Hey, if you go watch the original SmackDown, you see me in the blue light when Lana comes out sitting over Shane McMahon's shoulder. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, but it's like that blue light. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, you know, it's.
I'm gonna definitely check the SmackDown show out. I ain't checking out yet because I want to see Raw again.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Lana supposed to be a bad guy or a good guy? Because she was getting cheered, and she came out and she confronted the champion, who's a good guy, but Lana's getting cheered. So I'm confused as to what they're doing. I mean, obviously she's going to get over. You know, I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, she should be partnered up with Fandango, and then they could dance. You know,
I think she's supposed to be treated as a heel. I kind of feel like what we saw was a backlash to how long the segment was going.
Yeah, probably.
It's like, you know what? Screw it. Let's cheer for Lana. Let's see what happens.
It could be because they were chanting her name when she left.
She starts to walk away. Yeah, we want Lana.
Yeah, and then even the smack talk after the show, I was kind of confused on that myself. Like, is she a heel, or is she you know, she a face? Because she said she's going to be the first Ramsey champion or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope she can wrestle. I know she's been on NXT's on their tours wrestling, so I would suspect that she knows a little bit more. And plus, her husband's a pretty good wrestler himself, you know.
Yeah.
So he probably could show her a few things, you know.
But
I'd like to show her a few things. No. Go on.
She has nothing on my baby Alexa Bliss. That is my new sweetheart right there.
She's everybody's sweetheart.
How many guys does she have? It's Rick's girl. It's my right girl. There. It's Danger's girl.
It's everybody's girl.
It's everybody's girl.
I was like, Rick. When Rick was talking about Alexa, I was like, hey, Rick, back up now a little bit.
Yeah, that's my girl.
That's my girl
Buddy Murphy just does not keep his lane.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy. Yeah, that's a guy you got to watch out for. Okay.
I mean, because the fact she's short, but feisty. I mean, I just love it. The short and feisty. I'm like, I'll be talking to the TV anytime she does a promo. I'm like, my girl got it going on. Promos and everything, short and feisty. And then I love the way, Bailey was hesitating with the Kindle stick. And I was like, she's about to snatch that stick from her and beat her behind. And she's so dead.
Yeah, it was. I just think, it's, how do you pick Alexa Bliss over Bayley? If you look at them physically standing side by side, Bayley is a much bigger, you know, much bigger, more athletic, I think, at times, wrestler, you know. So it's like, but, you know, I mean, I don't think it's over between them two yet. Maybe I'm wrong, you know. Maybe it's Nia Jax's time.
You know what it is about Alexa Bliss? She has some of the prettiest eyes, even though it's a lot of eyeliner or whatnot.
Yeah.
Her eyes are so pretty. She has some pretty eyes.
You know, this sounds like a dating hotline, brother. We got to talk about wrestling, man. Get back to the wrestling.
Okay. But, yeah, I wanted to get on that. But Joe and Samoa Joe and Brock. That's going to be a good fight, though.
Yeah, they put Joe over, clean over Seth Rollins on the main event of Monday Night Raw. I mean, they're serious about Joe going against Brock Lesnar, so.
Mm-hmm. Is Paul going to get him another Paul Heyman guy? Because he was trying to get Finn, and then he was trying to get Joe. So are we going to see something like another CM Punk like we've seen before?
I don't think so. You know, that's a name that nobody likes to bring up, though. He just got kicked off that MTV show this past week, by the way, if you're a fan of that. What was it called? MTV?
Wasn't it The Challenge or something?
The Challenge, yeah. He finally got kicked off because he lost too many challenges. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward to what Joe did against Heyman is a psychological advantage for Joe. So it's going to, when it comes down to the match, it's gonna have some sort of effect on what Heyman does. But Heyman's not really the interfering kind of manager, anyways. You know, I mean, besides distracting referees and stuff. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I like it. I like how he started it. That's for sure.
And you know what else I like? Smacking talk. I like the way Mojo did his interview. Say he's gonna be back or whatnot. What you got? I always think he's kind of like Hulk Hogan, like a young Hulk Hogan to me. Mojo Riley.
And you know what, Troy? I'm going to have to cut you off at that point because you just made a big mistake. Don't compare anybody to the Hulkster. No,
the
I'm
Hulkster's
kidding.
Not nearly as hype.
No, definitely not nearly as hype. And, you know, is he hype? I don't know. No, I'm kidding. You know what? He's got the. He looks like he's got the same body. He just it takes a lot to get that personality and be in the right place at the right time. But, Troy, thanks for calling. We got to go to break because that's really the reason why I cut him off. But we do have to go to break, and I'm going to start with his, you know, the theme he wants to hear. I believe this is his No Way Jose. 222-1280 starts over. We do have one line free right now if you want to get on. But if not, please hang on through the break. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Raw. Alexa Bliss, this is my life.
Terrible idea.
What?
This is your life from last week was one of the worst segments in the history of Raw.
How
correct me if
you?
I'm wrong, but didn't you promise Nia Jax a career, a championship opportunity?
Well, look, man, we just wanted to know if you guys could get us like a little bit of intel on our Money in the Bank opponents, the Usos.
A little bit. Yeah.
I guess I knew it.
Why are there two boxes?
You're already ready.
What? My God, this is so much stuff.
What do you guys know about their day one?
It is so H.
Ish.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
You know, Shane, when I won this trophy at WrestleMania this year, that was the greatest moment of my entire life. And, you know, winning it, I thought it was going to open a lot of doors to me. I thought it was going to springboard my entire career, but the fact of the matter is, man, I've been a ghost around here on SmackDown. You know, I've been riding the bench for like 2 months now. But SmackDown is the land of opportunity. And Shane, I'm not asking you for a favor, man. I just want an opportunity.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget, we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door July 8th. For UFC 213, also it'll be at Salvatore Saloon. Come on out. It starts at 10 p.m. It's the big culmination of Fight Week out in Vegas with UFC 213, 213. Big prizes and drink specials all night long. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's Garage Door, UFC 213 on July 8th. Welcome back to the show. I'm feeling that the 10s are coming out. Digging some of this music Danger Boy's brought in for me, but we're going to go right back to the phones with the man we talked about just a little bit a while ago, Jay-Z, joining us. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. I totally appreciate DC crediting me with the thought that they didn't put Luke on the main show because they never would have gotten the crowd back from him. That was the loudest thing I've ever heard in that room when he in that building when he came out. It was awesome. Totally awesome.
And Real quick, as you mentioned that, there's a video up on our Pain Clinic page on Facebook. One of our fans, Bart, was in the front row, and he got a great video as Luke came out.
Oh, that's great. I'll have to check it out and see if it does it any justice at all when I get off the phone. Couple things, and then I think I might have a special guest to offer his thoughts on a couple of things.
Slobberknocker.
I think he might have a few thoughts. But I do want to mention, it was funny to me thinking about Mojo Rawley traveling with that trophy. Why does he have the trophy? Do they just throw it on the truck? That sort of like boggled my mind that they brought
he
it
cuddles
along.
Cuddles with it at night.
Yeah, he cuddles
yeah,
with
he,
it.
Yeah. I want to see him go through airport security.
Actually,
with that
he puts a tent over it, and that's how he spends his night. He doesn't have to check into a hotel room then.
Oh, that makes sense. but anyway, I enjoyed the show. I was a little disappointed the crowd did not get behind my Lana chant. I was chanting yes in Russian. Da! 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 And then when they told her she couldn't have a match, I chanted no in Russian. Nyet! 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 No one grabbed onto that.
They probably thought you're waiting. No, never mind. I'm not going to say
that. I was on the phone with Secretary Michael, former, whatever, Michael Flynn. Anyway, that's besides the point. I have a special guest who has a couple thoughts on think Jinder Mahal and Luke Harper. So hold on. JR, put it down. Put it down. Don't worry.
You don't need barbecue.
I'll see you in a second. Hold on.
You don't need barbecue sauce now, JR.
How's it going, folks? Me, JR, under my big 10-gallon Resitol hat, sitting at the Sonic drinking an iced tea. Got a couple thoughts about the gentleman on SmackDown. Jinder Mahal, of course, he's the champion. He looks a bit like, everybody talks about his size, but in person he looks a bit like a WWE basic action figure. and that's not a bad thing when he wears that head wrap. It's much more flattering for his upper body. And then Luke Harper, local boy. It's nice to see him get that pop. But if I had his size and his agility, I wouldn't be sitting at the local Sonic sipping an iced tea and wiping barbecue sauce off my double chin. Thank you very much, folks. Have a good day. I always enjoy the pain clinic.
All right. Thank you, JR. Hopefully, JR, use a little napkin, dab that stuff off.
Yeah, he's embarrassing himself right now. That wasn't the real JR. That was J-A-Y-R. It's some weird guy with... Anyway.
I hear the real one's got a book coming out soon, so I don't want to tick him off.
Oh, yeah, Slobberknocker.
I don't want to tick
him off, JR.
I don't want to tick him off if he wants you to come on.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love to talk to JR. Oh, anyway.
We will be talking to him, I'm sure. But, hey, JZ, man, thank you so much. Thank you for coming out with your boys. It's nice to see you.
No problem. My sons loved it. My son had the easy dichotomy of hating New Day, watching them win, and then watching Shinsuke Nakamura win. It was like the best thing ever for him. So,
you know, JC, I got to tell you something. I think your youngest is becoming my favorite. when anybody posts a picture on Facebook of they're mad because New Day is in the ring, I gotta love it. You know, I gotta love it.
I'm hoping he becomes viral. He hates AJ Styles. He hates New Day.
He loves John Cena, though.
I was gonna say his kid is like the future troll of America, because when we ran into Jay-Z outside the arena, the kid remembered that I hate John Cena and immediately runs up to me waving his John Cena towel.
I'm raising him right. And I think were you wearing a Bootios T-shirt?
Yes, I was.
That could be the other reason.
That's possible.
you're raising a little hater there, brother.
It was really funny that afterwards we were waiting to see if we could meet a couple of the guys, but I guess apparently they blocked everything off and they make you keep walking. You can't wait for autographs. And we saw New Day leaving in their car. Big E sitting behind the wheel and everything. And he waved to everybody and stuff, but they left. And I get home and I go on Twitter, and Xavier Woods actually tweeted out where they went afterwards. We could have gone and met them if I had been on Twitter.
Was that Swillberger? Is that where they went?
Yeah, Swillberger on Clinton Ave or something like that.
Yeah,
they went to the arcade to
play video games. You know, because it's only one in Rochester you can go to, I think. So,
I was bummed.
I will say that they didn't. I mean, they weren't driving an ice cream cart out the back door.
No, they were not. I think it was in the trunk. the trunk was open a little. That was maybe sticking out of the back. That probably was what was going on. I couldn't really tell. They made us keep moving along. We couldn't really say much to him. And I did see Michael P.S. Hayes, and he appeared sober.
Did he have an orange suit on by any chance? Or
yes,
something?
with a giant 10-gallon hat or a fedora. And I yelled Freebird, and he turned around and he goes, "Hey!" It was awesome. Anyway, that was my SmackDown experience, as limited as it was, but it was fun. I loved seeing the Rochester radio guys in the front, like Paulie G with his sauce sign.
His big old face.
The Bobby Heenan and the Gorilla Monsoon signs him and Jimmy Z had were just great. It was fun. I love it when Rochester is represented on TV so well.
Oh, Lord.
And then there was another guy just staring at his phone all night.
Oh, yeah. He has a little bit of a raspy.
That old guy, yeah. Hey, yeah, Jay-Z, man.
It's okay.
Thanks, guys, for coming out.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. 222-1280 starts over. We're going to go to break. We still got some calls to take, but there's still another line for you to call. 222-1280 start 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. Years ago at William Attar, we began focusing on motor vehicle accidents because we believe that specific skills would be needed to fight the big insurance companies. Motor vehicle cases can be complex. At William Attar, our focus can help maximize results by putting our skills and experience to work for you. The firm with the focus, the firm with the fours. 444-4444. Main Street, Williamsville, West Main Street, Rochester.
Hey there.
This is Dr. Vanessa Marie Perry, the host of the Love Right Unplugged podcast on iHeartRadio, where we interview the top relationship experts, coaches, matchmakers, therapists, and couples. The podcast provides advice, tips, and inspiration to singles and couples on how to develop and maintain a healthy relationship. Check us out weekly. Search for Love Right Unplugged on iHeartRadio.
This is Big.
Every weekday, he brings you the biggest guests and interviews.
Do we have time for all of this, Fritzy? I'm looking at the guest list here.
Weekday mornings, 9 a.m.
Dan Patrick Show.
The Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Sports 1280.
Hey, this is Taz, the human suplex machine. You're listening to 1280, the Pain Clinic. Beat me if you can. Survive if I let you.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to enjoy this a little bit. I love some of this new stuff. This guy's the British champion, right? Is it Pete Dunne? Is that it? No, Tyler Bate, sorry.
Pete Dunne's the champion, yes.
Tyler. But he wrestles, but the only time we see him is on NXT, right? No.
The UK special.
Yeah, the UK special, so we don't get to see him. He was in Chicago for the NXT Chicago takeover, so.
In the best match I've seen this
year. Yeah. If you guys didn't catch that, definitely go back and watch it. So we're back here in the Pain Clinic. 222-1280, start 1280. You guys do a shout-out right here to Austin, who's watching with his granddad. Just got text from there. Austin, guessing you might be named after a wrestler, but I'm not sure. But I'm just going to say, Austin, enjoy the show. We appreciate you listening. You can text.
Birthday's 316.
316?
Be careful in the shower.
That'd be careful. Yeah, 222-1280, star toy is the number. Do have some calls on the line, so but there's room if you want to get in. We've got Baldy on the line. Baldy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. First, I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate President Trump for laying a smackdown on Comey this week. But that being said, I got to say I'm really excited about wrestling for the first time in a long time. This almost reminds me of Samoa Joe angle, the build-up to that. It's really what main event wrestling should be. It should be strong style. I mean, the high flying's fun for the openers, but it really, I mean, when I watch wrestling, I want to at least know that these guys are laying it in there and it is somewhat competitive. And I think what's going to make it work, they got to get Lesnar to be jealous of Samoa Joe, jealous of the way Heyman feels about him. Because, I mean, if there ever was a Heyman guy, this guy is like a bigger Taz. It reminds me, you know, it's kind of a little Taz action there. And if they make Brock Lesnar get a little jealous of Joe, I think that's going to build the tension. Because, you know, if you look at them side by side, sure, in a real fight, Lesnar would probably wipe the floor with him. But if you get that type of tension going, it's going to be very believable.
Well, let me tell you something. I've met Joe many times in real life, and the very first three times I met him, he played bouncer at a wrestling show. Not only was he
was he
the main event, but he was throwing guys out of the place.
No, I was there. Yeah. I was there. I had to protect the guy that he smacked because there was a gang of people walking him, and I felt a little scared for the guy because there's this little weakling guy that Samoa Joe smacked around and he's got a whole gang of guys walking him away. But that's for another day. One last thing.
Okay.
This political correctness in the WWE, it's really destroying. I mean, first we had make Darren Young great again. Darren Young was never great, just like Titus O'Neil. When was Darren Young great? That spot should have been reserved for Jack Swagger, a guy who they lost. I mean, 5 years ago, Swagger should have went into MMA with that length. With his arms, his legs, he probably would be pretty good with stand-up compared to some of these other wrestlers. And he actually has an All-American background. He wouldn't have got CM Punk'd. This political correctness with just jamming the Indian guy down our throat there, I can't even remember, Jinder Mahal, he's got no charisma, great body, looks good, but there was no build, and they just throw him down our throat, and it's gonna just keep hurting them. They keep doing this politically correct stuff. It's
you know that has nothing to do with political correctness and everything to do with their TV deal in India, right?
Yeah, it's more.
It's nothing to do with political correctness whatsoever.
Oh yeah. My God, I'm so sorry. My finger just slipped on the keyboard.
Oh, sorry about
that's what
that.
He gets for his alternative facts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I apologize profusely.
I will say that I think you've done that before with this guy too. I was gonna
probably.
I think you have too. I was gonna say. Yeah, there's a lot to do with that. But also, you know, Vince McMahon, he loves guys that are in shape. He'll promote a guy, a big, tall guy who's in, like, excellent shape over someone who can wrestle, you know, wrestle them, you know, like wrestling a broomstick. You know, guys like AJ Styles, who are the most incredible wrestler on the planet. And they still want to put the belt on a guy who looks like $1 million. And I agree with someone who called earlier and said, Jinder Mahal looks like an action figure. I mean, he has that.
He does look like the old Jax action figures. He has a six pack. All the same size.
He has a six pack, and he's in excellent shape. You know, he's being rewarded for the hard work he's done. But there's nothing politically correct with that at all. You know, I don't think, you know, I mean, what would that go to forward, you know, political correctness? I don't get it. You know, so whatever.
Well, it's just like the Make Darren Young Great Again thing was a rip on the Trump campaign, who is also a really good buddy of the guy who wrote it. So
yeah, I know. I was going to say, don't you think, if anything, there's the wrestling is in a world where it's least politically correct.
The only politically correct thing is the amount of screen time the women get now. And that's also because they've gotten a lot better at wrestling.
Yeah, so we've got just a couple minutes here left. There's some news that has come down. You might have noticed Kevin Owens was wrestling with a cast on his hand last Tuesday night. Somehow he broke his hand on tour with SmackDown. James Storm is the next Impact wrestler to go into the Impact Hall of Fame, which is well-deserved. He's been with TNA. He's been with Impact since the beginning. And he's instrumental in their build-up for this. Minus 2 weeks in NXT, which we were talking about that, too. I remember James Storm got such a pop, too, when he came to NXT for that brief dalliance, you know, or dalliance, I meant. But he is going into the Impact Hall of Fame. And he's, like I said, they have a big pay-per-view coming up in July. So July 2nd, I believe it is.
Slammiversary.
And
D'Angelo Williams, former running back with the Panthers and the Steelers, who had a great first three games this season last year when D'Angelo Hall or when Le'Veon Bell was suspended,
yep,
is going to be wrestling on that show as well.
Yeah, he is right. Yeah, he is
tagging with Moose against Chris Adonis and Eli Drake. Chris Adonis, who you know as
Chris Masters. It was Chris Masters.
Yes.
And, you know, Adonis seems to work for him too. You know, he still does the full Nelson challenge type things. You know, that's his finisher is the
and
full
Eli
Nelson.
Drake. If you haven't been paying attention to Impact at all, he's one of those guys you need to put your money on. He was a former developmental guy who they want back desperately, but he's signed with Impact, and he has been money.
Yeah, him and EC3, both were guys. Yeah. Were guys who both came up through NXT and the developmental and WWE, and both of them got cut. So, Danny,
I was just gonna say I wanted to get something in quick.
Go ahead, for any
hardcore wrestling fans or any Insomniacs, New Japan Dominion will be on our time roughly 2:30, 3 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of rematches from Wrestle Kingdom.
Okay.
You're getting Roppongi Vice Young Bucks. You're getting Naito versus Tanahashi. And, of course, you're getting a rematch of what might be the best match of the year.
The cleaner.
And it happened 3 or 4 days into the year. Yeah, Kenny Omega versus Okada again for the title.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's going to be, is it on pay-per-view or is it?
New Japan has their own streaming service. Okay. It's $9 a month. If you only pay the $9 and watch this, it's worth it.
Yeah, sure. It's great for a show. I mean, it's like much like WWE's $9.99. This is a little bit less than that, and you get a great show out of it. So we got to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for everybody who called. If I didn't get you on, I apologize. We kind of had to get some news in before the show ended. Danger Boy, DC, thank you. We'll see you next week. We got coming up some guests coming up. We're going to have Tony Atlas on in a few weeks. Tony Atlas will be joining us, probably JB. I'm trying to get him, and we'll see you real soon. Check us out online at thepainclinic.net. We'll see you next week.
The defending Stanley Cup champion Penguins are